Hi there. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Pray for the 31. In this episode about Muslims, we'll explore what Muslims believe, what Muslims know about Jesus, and how we can pray for them. Over half the people living in frontier people groups are Muslims, living in Muslim-majority countries or South Asia. Muslims believe there is only one God, the God of Abraham, whom they call Allah, just like millions of Arabic-speaking Christians have for 2,000 years. Allah is the Arabic name for God used in most Arabic Bibles, both ancient and current. Many devout Muslims, even misguided terrorists, want, above all, to obey and please God. Contrary to Muslim narratives today, the Quran affirms the books of Moses, David, the prophets, and Jesus, and praises those who obey them. We can pray that the Muslims will have access to and read the Holy Scriptures in their own languages, and they will hear God speaking to them through His Word. So, what do Muslims know about Jesus? The Holy Book of Islam, the Quran, is in classical Arabic and speaks highly of Jesus, or Isa, by referring to him as having God's Spirit and confirming his virgin birth. The Quran honors Isa as the Messiah and the Word of God. Isa is affirmed as a prophet and his disciples as true Muslims, meaning those submitted to God. Some Muslims have come to faith in Jesus through reading the Quran, which warns that we will all rise to be judged on the last day, and that the true followers of Jesus will be blessed. Muslims have met Jesus in dreams and visions or through reading the scriptures, but they are highly offended by the idea that Jesus is called the Son of God, which to them means that God had sex with a woman. We can pray for God to answer the desire of their hearts to be righteous before Him, and for God's Spirit to reveal to them that Jesus is the way to have peace with God. What else can we pray for Muslims? The Muslim greeting, Salamu Alaikum, means peace to you, so we can pray for peace. Islam started in Arabia in the 600s during a time of great controversies between Christian groups. There are many different sects of Islam as well. The two largest historical divisions, the Sunni Muslims and the Shia Muslims, are often enemies. The Sunnis followed political leaders after the death of the Prophet Muhammad, and the Shia Muslims followed Muhammad's relatives. Shia Muslims are mostly in Iran and India, while Sunni sects are the majority worldwide. Some reform movements in Islam are trying to move Muslims away from war and terrorism to faith in and obedience to God, like the Tablighi Jamaat, an itinerant preachers movement which spread to 150 countries and some 80 million people in the last 100 years. We can pray for Muslim reformers to encounter the love of Jesus, and that He would bring peace between Muslim sects as well as between Christians, Muslims, and Jews. Pray that many witnesses would love them and be welcomed into Muslim families to share God's peace with them.